Since the coronavirus outbreak began in China, we've seen people everywhere wearing face masks as a form of protection. There are now shortages in many parts of the world. We wonder just how effective these masks are as protection against airborne viruses, including the flu. To answer that question and the latest on the coronavirus, we have with us Dr. William Schaffner, an infectious disease expert at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. Dr. Schaffner, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Tanya. Good to be with you.
So we're hearing that factories are rushing to boost production of face masks in China. The demand is just so high. Do these masks actually make a difference?
Well, when masks are used by persons in the healthcare environment where they're trained to use them, actually we use kind of super masks called N95 respirators. They're much thicker than the average surgical masks. The data supporting the use of masks by members of the community to prevent infection, those data are pretty scanty. And of course, that's why the CDC doesn't recommend that each influenza season we all go around masked, because we just don't know how good they are. They may provide some protection, but not complete.
So you mentioned in hospital settings, medical officials use these masks, N95 respirators. Do they offer protection more so to prevent sickness or from others getting sick, meaning that it is a two-way street?
Yes, it's a two-way street. It would be inadvisable for you, if you are ill, coughing and sneezing and the like, to put on a mask and still go to work. You will not reduce very much your risk to others.
We actually read this study that suggested people touch their faces about 23 times an hour. So I'm thinking about if you don't have a mask that is as protective as medical personnel, these really thick masks, does it help in that maybe it just stops you from touching your face?
It probably does to some degree, but you will touch the outside of the mask. But remember, the touch to your lips mode of transmission is the byway of transmission. The highway is respiratory spread. If two people are in an enclosed environment within 3 feet of each other, you're within the breathing zone. You breathe it in. That's how most transmission of respiratory infections occurs.
So during the wildfires here in California, folks were wearing these masks to protect themselves from the smoke in the air. And those are very different from these surgical masks that we're seeing. Are those effective for people as they're headed out? Is that something that you would recommend folks wear to protect themselves from airborne illnesses?
You were issued more serious masks. We actually call them respirators. And if you wore them correctly, they would provide protection not only against the large particulates in the smoke, but they are more protective against viruses.
So, Doctor, what I'm hearing from you is ultimately these masks may make us feel good about being out in the public and public spaces, but really it is not a great protectant from these airborne illness infections like the flu or coronavirus.
The masks certainly make us feel better. They give us a sense of control, but their actual contribution to protection is modest.
So I want to ask you some more questions, particularly about the coronavirus and also the flu, because we're entering flu season. There's so many unanswered questions about coronavirus. For instance, when are people contagious? How long is the period between when a person gets infected and when they develop symptoms? What do we know?
We're learning a lot as things go on. It is thought at the moment that the so-called incubation period, the period between the time of exposure and the time of illness, can range from about 2 up to 14 days, with an average of about 10 days. That's actually rather long for a respiratory infection.
A much likelier threat this season for us here in the U.S. specifically is the flu. We talk about this every year, but what is your advice for protecting ourselves from the flu? Many folks are actually thinking about these masks as one way, but you're saying that really is not the way.
We don't recommend the use of masks because the data supporting their use in a community setting is, shall we say, scant. Now, The fundamental way to protect ourselves against influenza, of course, is vaccination. It's very late this year because flu is abundant in every state right now. So run, do not walk, and get yourself vaccinated. And then, of course, a lot of good hand hygiene. And should you become ill, call your healthcare provider, and they may provide an antiviral drug which can reduce the severity of your illness.
So it's not too late to get the flu shot if you haven't gotten it already, you're saying?
It's late, but not too late.
Yeah, well, that's good to know. That's infectious disease expert Dr. William Schaffner. Dr. Schaffner, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, and let's all stay healthy.